Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Joost scores. McCuskey moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCuskey scores. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Fain scores. Majeski scores. Chapman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Juist hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-1 in the game. Suter is walked intentionally. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Joost reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juice scores. McCoskey scores. Fain moves to third. Majeski moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Steve Grimek now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra pinch hits for Steve Grimek. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Sierra moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lyman Lind now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guerra. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck pinch hits for Lyman Lind. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 4 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.